ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. So we welcome all the devotees on this most auspicious occasion of Janmashtami. And as Shyamanand Prabhu very wonderfully described, that this is a day of fasting. And fasting till midnight. Many people feel that Ramchandra is more merciful. He appeared in the afternoon. And Maharaj Parikshit was fasting for 7 days and 7 nights while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So at least once a year we get the experience, a small fraction of what it means to be completely absorbed in hearing and chanting. And Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with descriptions of how when devotees were in separation from the Lord, the main recourse they took to was chanting the holy names or chanting the glories of Krishna. Like Yashoda Mai, when she is churning the buttermilk, yani yani hagitani tad bal charitani cha dadi nirmantane kale smaranti tani. So many other days, the other servants of Yashoda Mai would churn the buttermilk. But on this day, Yashoda Mai herself were doing, and she was chanting Krishna's glories. To tam stanya kamam asadya matnantim jananim hari. Hearing that, Krishna became eager to taste her devotion from her breast. So, he came running to taste the milk of Mother Yashoda. So similarly, when Krishna is away from the gopis sing the gopi geet. And it is described at the end of that, because of this gopi geet, then Krishna ultimately came running towards the gopis because of their glorification. So therefore, hearing and chanting is the main means which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended for this age of Kali. And we minimize all the other activities on these days to glorify Krishna and to remember Him. Like we have the story of, I think, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, along with his disciples, he was celebrating the appearance day of disappearance festival of Sanatana Goswami. And he told all his disciples, tomorrow we are going to celebrate the disappearance day festival of Sanatana Goswami. Or today, I think, on the same day he told. So they said, what will we do on this day? So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, we will first chant the holy names. And then we will go on chanting. And then they said, after that what? Then we will do Krishna Katha. And said, after that what? After that we'll continue chanting holy names. And then what? Then we'll again do more katha. And then the devotees were waiting for the, you know, the hopeful part of the festival. And said, and then what? And then he said, we will fast all day. So we get a chance to hear and chant Krishna's glories. So what I have done today is, I have just taken from the 10th canto, the Vrindavan Leela section, which is the first 40 chapters of Dasham Skanda. One verse from every chapter, just, you know, as a sampler of seeing what, like, you know, as they have in all this Bollywood, the best of Kishore Kumar, the best of this. Like, the every chapter is a hit here, you know. Every shloka, you can't really decide, but just to give us a taste, give us a flavor, take some ecstatic verses here and there and then put it all together. And let's enjoy the feast of Harikatha in this pattern. So the first verse I take is from the first chapter. The situation is that Vasudeva is trying to convince Kamsa to release Devaki. And he has tried first, but then his efforts are not successful. So now he is in great anxiety, because you can imagine, you know, his wife's hair is in the killer's hand. The sword is raised, and not too many people's intelligence work in this kind of situation. But because Vasudeva is a dhira purush, it is described, prasanna vadanam bojo nrushamsam nirabhatrapam manasa duya manena vachan ivam abravit. Manasa duya manena. His mind was filled with anxiety, but prasannavadanam bhojo. He smiled. So externally he is smiling, internally he is in anxiety. So Prabhupada gives the purport, that is the nature of this material world. The material world is so complex, complicated, that to execute one's duty, one cannot avoid adopting such diplomacy. So normally what is in the heart, and what is on the face and in the words, to the extent the mind, words and actions are together, to that extent the person is peaceful. Lack of peace is because there is discrepancy and contradiction in all these three. But the reason Vasudev is externally appearing to be calm and equipoised is because the service demands. Otherwise, Kamsa, if he is not convinced, he will kill Devaki. So Vishwanatha Thakur describes material world to be like a salt mine. Anyone enters a salt mine, you have to come in contact with salt. What are the chances that you enter a salt mine with a plate of rasgulla and then walk through the whole salt mine, take a tour and come out and still it is sweet? The chances are very less. Somewhere, somehow, few drops of salt will definitely touch. So we can't be untouched by the nature of this world. So Prabhupada says, one may sometimes act duplicitously for the sake of saving Krishna and his interests. So in the sense that when we are preaching the Krishna consciousness movement, many times we do not explain all the different aspects of what Krishna consciousness is all about initially to the person who is coming for the first time. We explain certain aspects because people are not ready for it. Just like when we would go for book distribution, many times you had the experience, you go and ring someone's bell and they look from the hole of the door and they see the shaved head. And from inside they say, get out, we don't need this. We already have Gitas. We have many Gitas. We don't need yours, go away. So sometimes I would take with me some college student who has like regular hair and then make him to, you know, ring the doorbell. And they would look from inside and they'll see someone normal. And then open the door and I would be standing, I would put my feet in. And they would say, how did you come here? I didn't see you. Says, no, this is our advertisement here. So sometimes, for preaching Krishna consciousness, initially a person is not aware that the ultimate purpose, like first time someone meets, and it is very, very difficult that we can actually explain to them that the ultimate goal is we are trying to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Just imagine, many times they organize corporate programs, and big corporate program, all these managers are sitting and you go, okay, today's goal is to help you become servant of the servant of the servant. So they all say, okay, goodbye. So therefore, we have to preach according to time, place and circumstance. And at this point, Vasudev is bound by certain circumstances. So in the next chapter, it is described that the situation is now that Krishna has appeared in Devaki's womb, and because of Krishna's presence in Devaki's womb, Devaki is looking extraordinarily effulgent. There is a tremendous glow coming out of Devaki as if millions of suns have risen. And even Kamsa is able to see that. Sa Devaki sarva jagan nivasa, nivasa bhuta nitram na reje, bhojendra gehe agni shikheva ruddha, saraswati jnana khale yathasati. It's a very beautiful, famous verse from the 10th canto. And Kamsa notices Devaki's effulgence. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, when a devotee is especially empowered, what is the meaning of empowered? Empowered means Krishna enters into that person through his energies. Krishna is actually contacting that person through various means, through his potencies. That person becomes the carrier of Krishna's potencies. So Devaki became the carrier of Krishna, and when one becomes the carrier of Krishna, even totally demoniac people can see the power. And they are stunned when they see that transformation. So Kamsa was seeing Devaki for such a long time, but after Krishna appeared in Devaki's womb, Kamsa could see something extraordinary. Therefore, if we become willing instruments in the hands of the parampara, and Krishna empowers us, today we may be ordinary, anyone can actually become empowered and become extraordinary instruments in the Lord's service. A copper wire is neutral. When it gets contact with electric supply, it becomes surcharged. Therefore, we need to know the process. So, sa devaki sarva jagannivasa nivasa bhutam nitaram nareje. So, jagannivasa means Krishna, who is the source of the entire universe, became instrumental in entering Devaki's womb. So, all the universes are within Krishna and Krishna is within Devaki. So, sa devaki sarva jagannivasa. So, Devaki became the repository or reservoir of all the universes. So, sometimes Krishna, by his inconceivable potencies, can make the impossible possible. Therefore, bhojendra gehe agni shikhe varodha. But no one could see Devaki's potency because she was trapped within Kamsa's prison house. And it is described, she was just like Saraswati jnana khale yathasati agni shikheva. Just like fire covered over by a pot, you cannot see the potency of the fire. Or misused knowledge. Knowledge which is not used properly also is not beneficial. So, Devaki's potency was covered over because of Kamsa keeping her in that prison house. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within his house. And the result was that Kamsa, along with all of his opulences, was totally vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was choked up by unscrupulous politicians and leaders. And thus, India's knowledge and culture about the Supreme Personality of Godhead was lost. So Prabhupada, I think Satsarup Maharaj, when he came here, he was mentioning this point. Prabhupada once said that we should make a button and on that we should print SR and stick it on everyone's forehead. And they said, what is that SR? Prabhupada said, simply rascal. Prabhupada once went to Indira Gandhi, who was like the leader of the country at that time, Prime Minister, and the emergency was in rule. And Prabhupada went with a charter, a list of various demands. And Prabhupada made a comment at that point that at that point she is like the most powerful lady in India. And then Prabhupada added, after Durga Devi. But Prabhupada thought that if she listens to all these demands, the country may change. And part of the demands was that every MP must become initiated Brahmana. And the parliament must begin with kirtan. And there must be kirtan in every chowk, in every city. Bhagavad Gita must be taught in all the schools. Permanent residency to be given to all the Western devotees who can preach. But somehow, something didn't click at that point. But Prabhupada was always trying to follow what he's writing in his purports, trying to convince the leaders that we we have to spread Krishna consciousness. And then, as Krishna says in Gita, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam also means that this knowledge is meant for the kings and for the leaders. Prabhupada went to Russia and he saw this long line in front of Lenin's tomb. People were standing, queuing up for the darshan of his dead body. And Prabhupada made a comment, do you know why so many people are coming to see the dead body of Lenin? And he said, no, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, to make sure he's dead. And Prabhupada said, the real purpose of leadership is to give spiritual knowledge and direction. So Kamsa was trying to choke Krishna consciousness within the prison house. So practically anywhere in India you try to preach in colleges, institutions, any other places, they'll come up with the ruling that we are a secular state. You cannot preach here. You cannot spread Krishna consciousness here. So the regime is still continuing. But Prabhupada writes here, Bhojendra gehe agni shikhe varudha. Ultimately, in due course of time, Krishna consciousness will emerge. So in the third chapter, Krishna has appeared, Vasudeva and Devaki are offering prayers, and now Krishna is ordering Vasudeva, Tatascha shauri bhagavat prachodita, sutam samadaya cha sutikagrihat. So Krishna tells Vasudeva, please carry me to Gokul. So Vasudeva is referred to here as Shauri, the brave one. When one goes through repeated failures, naturally he feels morose and depressed and he loses confidence, right? I was just giving talk in JJ College the other day and telling all the students, like, if all of you are practicing as doctors and somehow, God forbid, if one after another for 1 month, most of the patient under you, they, you know, take easy journey to other planets. So what will happen to your confidence level? And after that 1 month of very disastrous season, you know, someone very important comes and says, I want you to do my surgery, and, you know, and 100 people are behind him saying, yeah, it is very important, you have to save him. So naturally, the confidence level is so low after so many failures and reversals that very few people will have that confidence to go ahead and do it. So our problem is, all these seminars on art of self-confidence, boosting your confidence, this, that, is based on your own ego. So when there is false ego, Prabhupada writes that both elation in success and moroseness in defeat arises because of false ego. Vasudeva is completely Krishna conscious. He knows, I am not the doer. And therefore, 6 children I could not save. As a Kshatriya, it is, you know, as horrible as, you know, some doctor or a student. If student says, I am a student, I am a brilliant student, I have been in 10th standard for 4 years. So, what is his status as a student? I study a lot. He says, I am a businessman, I am in debt, few crores. But I'm very regularly doing my business. So there is a big question mark about the credibility. So Kshatriya, on the day of marriage, he can't protect his wife. After his marriage, he can't protect his 6 sons. And now Krishna says, I'm giving you the service of protecting me and taking me all through the city of Mathura across the Yamuna to Gokul. Tatascha Shauri. So Vasudeva is referred to as Shauri, brave, that in spite of repeated failures and defeats, one should not feel morose, one should still have the enthusiasm to continue on, having faith that Krishna is the doer. And if Krishna has the desire and will, anything can happen. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, great example, at the age of 70, he goes to the West and establishes Krishna consciousness so powerfully that no one can actually imagine how this actually happened. It is beyond imagination. Like I always quote this. In 1922, Prabhupada met Saraswati Thakur. In 1933, he got initiated. In 1944, he started Back to Godhead magazine. 1955, he took Vanaprastha. 1966, he started ISKCON. 1977, Prabhupada ended his pastimes and went to spiritual world. 1988, Radha Gopinath was installed. That I add from my side. So, we can see that he received an order in 1922, but meditated for so many years, went through reversals in business, in family life. One of Prabhupada's sons was mentally retarded, and sometimes he would be seen in Calcutta picking up trash and trying to eat it and throw it. So many people would report. So one of Prabhupada's sons was mentally retarded, so he was definitely having family problems. His business collapsed at a certain point. God brothers and others were not cooperating. Many reversals. So therefore, one has to be brave. And brave means not that you take a sword and start, you know, hitting each other or whatever. But brave really means that in face of defeat, in face of hopelessness, one still doesn't lose hope, having faith in Krishna. And Vasudeva is a great example of such a personality. And after going through so much, one would expect that at least he spends some decent amount of time with Krishna. And Krishna wipes his tears, allows him to play with him some time, gives him some relief. And as soon as Krishna appears, he gives him service. Okay, take me from here, put me in the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. A very important pastimes to perform there. And you come back into the jail, okay? So, Vasudeva is carrying Krishna. Now imagine, after having gone through so many difficulties, Vasudeva has not been able to come out of the prison house for such a long time. He's been shackled by Kamsa. And Krishna is telling, you just walk. Take me and walk across the Yamuna to Nanda Gokul. Now, if any of us is given this kind of service, we'll have 100 questions. Hello, who will release my handcuffs? Who will release my chains? Who will open the door? Can you give me reference who has the key? Can you give me the map of Vrindavan, Mathura? And what about Yamuna? Is there a boatman waiting? How is the weather like? Can you give me some idea? I have just a few questions. After these 108 questions are answered, then I'll think about it. And then if I feel convinced, then we can go. You know, I'm okay. I'm not saying no. I will do this service, but only after some of these questions are answered. So we have such a list of questions and so many different things to be answered before we actually start a service, that Krishna many times will, okay, you forget, I will only do it, okay. Don't bother me. Service is supposed to give me joy, not anxiety. You know. So Vasudeva is not asking all these questions. He just picks up Krishna in his hand. And it is described here, Ta Krishna Vahe Vasudeva Agate Swayam Vyavartanta Yatha Tamurave. Ta Krishna Vahe. As soon as Vasudeva picks up Krishna, immediately the chains open. The chains open. And the shackles are destroyed, the doors open, and the doorkeepers and the soldiers go to sleep. And Yamuna parts. Everything just works out fine. So, many times things may not be working at all for a long, long period of time and we may lose hope. But Krishna Vahe means carrying Krishna. So therefore we begin the day by carrying Krishna in our mind. And that we do by doing our sadhana properly. So most of the time we are carrying so many other thoughts and insecurities in our mind. So in this verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam we are inspired. Rather than carrying so many other things, if we carry Krishna in the mind, automatically the doors of ignorance will open and the shackles of anarthas will be cut and the doorkeepers and soldiers of all the desires will go to sleep and we will no longer be bothered and obstacles which we thought insurmountable will just disappear. Ta Krishna Vahe Vasudeva Agate, and the example is given, Swayam Vyavartanta Yatha Tamorave. Just as when the sun arises in the morning after a long dark night, especially when someone doesn't get sleep at night, the night appears to be so long. From 10 o'clock till early morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock is tossing and turning. It appears that the night is ever ending, never ending. But Swayam Vyavartanta Yatha Tamorave, but as soon as the sun appears in the morning, immediately the darkness dissipates. Like that, as soon as Vasudeva carried Krishna in his hand, immediately all the doors open, all the problems disappear. So similarly, if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, immediately all the shackles and all the other problems will disappear and we will experience total connection with Krishna. So now, all of us know Vasudeva keeps Krishna and brings Yogamaya back. And when he comes back, he keeps Yogamaya right there and he puts on the shackles again. And this girl starts crying. Kamsa comes, picks up the girl and wants to kill her. Bahavo himsita bhrata shishava pavako. At this point, Devaki comes there and she sees that Kamsa is holding that young girl by the legs and is about to dash her on the rock. So she says, Bahavo hinsita bhrata. My dear brother, you have killed so many of my sons. Shishava pavakopama. Each one of them was effulgent, healthy, brilliant, like the fire. Toya daivane srishtena putrika ek pradiyatam. But it is not your fault. Ultimately, it was all destiny. It was their destiny that they must be killed. At least give me this one daughter. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the difference between a demon and a devotee. Demon is willing to do anything, kill anyone for his sense gratification. For Kamsa, it doesn't matter. It is my sister's son, sister's daughter, whatever it is, kill her. Because sense gratification is affected. For Devaki, her son Krishna is already safe in Gokul. This is someone else's daughter. And that daughter of someone else is going to get killed. But Devaki is concerned that this daughter must be protected. So therefore a devotee is paradukha dukhi. Another interesting point in this is that Devaki is speaking language like a proper daughter of a politician. She is using this ploy. So she says first that Bahavo Himsita Brata, you killed Kamsa, you killed my dear brother, you killed all of my sons, sisters, sons, you killed. So that is called Dama, means repression. And then immediately after that she says, Toya Daivani Srishtina, but it is all not your fault. It is all destiny only. No problem. You know, so when this is called like Sama, means pacification. So when you repress, the person goes on the defensive and then you release the pressure. And then the person feels good. And then Kamsa is in a mood, okay, now what do you want then? So she says, just give me this daughter. Putrika eka pradiyatam. So Prabhupada writes, this is called Dana. So Dama, Sama and Dana she uses. So Devaki is the daughter of a king and therefore she uses the political ploy to protect Yogamaya. So we have the example of Vasudev and Devaki. They are Kshatriyas, and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. They are simple village people. And we can see in the face of difficult circumstances and emergencies and problems and calamities, both are pure devotees, but still their particular natures flavor the kind of service they do. So one will always have a certain nature, and that nature has to be used in the Lord's service. So similarly, Vasudev and Devaki would oftentimes speak in a way which politicians do. But that is in Krishna's service. But because of that, one should not think that they are not pure devotees. So therefore, the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is using one's nature in the Lord's service with the intention to please the Lord and His devotees. So that's most important. Rajamantri Ramanande Vyavahare Nipun Raja Priti Kohi Dravaila Prabhurman. Ramananda Rai was also a politician and he was using diplomacy to bring Prataprutra Maharaj closer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like that. So this is an interesting verse from the 4th chapter. In the 5th chapter, we have the meeting of Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj. So the situation is that at this point, Nandotsav is over. Krishna's birth ceremony is celebrated. There is great ecstasy. And now, Nanda Maharaj immediately decides to go and pay taxes to King Kamsa. Because he feels if I do not pay taxes, then the king may send his men and find out about Krishna and Krishna may get killed. So on the day of Nandotsav, at the peak of ecstasy, where bliss personified has appeared at his house, Nanda Maharaj decides to leave the association of bliss personified to go to the city where demon personified Kamsa is sitting. So sometimes we may have to give up comfortable and very peaceful and loving circumstances and surroundings in order to serve the Lord's mission. So Nanda Maharaj was on Lord's mission. He was on Krishna's mission. And to protect Krishna, for serving Krishna's interests, he had to leave the cozy, comfortable, blissful surroundings of Braja to go and have audience with Kamsa and pay him taxes. So now, Vasudev hears that. Vasudeva upashritya brataram nandam agatam gyatva dattakaram ragye yayautat avamochanam. So Vasudeva hears Nanda Maharaj has come and is ready to go. But then he is considering whether Nanda Maharaj has come for what purpose. So Vasudeva has left Krishna and come back. And so Vasudeva is very eager to hear about Krishna. Is Krishna safe? Is Krishna alive? What is Krishna doing? Is he thinking about, you know, what is the situation there? Are the people aware that this exchange was made? So was a normal father in this world is absorbed so much in the thoughts of their children. So can you imagine if all attractive Krishna has appeared as someone's son, what kind of emotions are flowing through Vasudev and how he is completely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and how he is eager to hear about Krishna. So that is the ultimate in eagerness to hear Krishna Katha, news about Krishna, latest news from Gokul about Krishna. But Vasudev's hands are tied because he knows that Nanda Maharaj has come to pay the taxes. And if he meets him before that, and if something happens, then Krishna's interest will be hampered. So, gyatva dattakaram ragye yayaucha. After he hears that, yes, Nanda Maharaj has paid the taxes, the service for which he has come, that is done, then Vasudeva goes to meet him. So similarly, we understand that Harikatha means discussing about Krishna's interests and about Krishna, and sometimes even without mentioning his name. So Vasudeva is filled with thoughts of Krishna. But when he is speaking with Nanda Maharaj now, Dishtya Bhrata Pravasa Prajatat Samapadyata, he just describes about Praja, about your progeny. He can't speak about Krishna. Because if he speaks about Krishna, Nanda Maharaj will understand that there is something fishy. So the ultimate in eagerness, hearing and chanting about Krishna exists in Vasudeva. But because the circumstances are such that he cannot immediately speak about Krishna and Krishna's glories, so therefore, speaking Harikatha means speaking according to time, place and circumstance, whatever serves Krishna's interests the best. So therefore, many times when we are presenting Krishna consciousness, like sometimes we go to different corporates and different colleges, and we have to speak scientifically, like Prabhupada Sarup Damodar Maharaj, to make a whole scientific presentation in Chopati or Cross Maidan during one of the festivals. And it was a totally scientific presentation. And after the presentation, Prabhupada was very happy, he was glorifying. Just see what a great presentation that our Swarup Damodar Maharaj has done, such a great presentation. And he asked the devotees, so how did you like it? And the devotee said, Prabhupada, it was so technical, we couldn't understand anything. Prabhupada said, no problem, what the scientists are saying, no one can understand. So therefore, if we present something which no one can understand, they will think this must be bona fide. This must be something wonderful. But because people are impressed with scientific jargon, so therefore Prabhupada also started the BI to establish Krishna consciousness paradigm, but based on scientific principles and what the scientists are discussing concern with. Like Hamsa Tulsa Prabhu tells a story that one time he was so busy traveling here and there, he couldn't come and attend Prabhupada's lectures. So Prabhupada asked him, where are you? I don't see him for my classes. And he said, Prabhupada, the philosophy is rolling stone gathers no moss. So I'm constantly traveling, rolling, so, no moss. So Prabhupada said, better sit down at one place and gather some moss. Because you also have to have the energy to preach Krishna consciousness. So unless you have strong sadhana and hear and, absorb Krishna consciousness properly, you won't have that. Then after a few days, he was attending Prabhupada's lectures, classes and everything. And then Prabhupada called him and said, okay, now time again to go and preach. And he said, okay Prabhupada, what should I do? And Prabhupada said, you must go to Sri Lanka. And he was like totally bewildered. He didn't want to go to Sri Lanka of all the places. And he was thinking of arguments. And he said, Prabhupada, Sri Lanka, very small. That is very small. Prabhupada said, okay, you can go to Pakistan. He said, no, actually Lanka, I like Lanka very much. I would rather like to go to Sri Lanka. And that's how he went to Sri Lanka, and then he met that Dr. Kovoor, who was, like an atheist, and who challenged that on 12 o'clock on this Sunday, if God exists, he must come. If he doesn't come, means he doesn't exist. So the devotees asked Prabhupada, he's making argument like that. Prabhupada said, God doesn't have other work to do or what? Simply respond to all this Kovoor and all. So in the life comes from life, if you see, you will have this whole, the whole dialogue is there in great detail. So many of Prabhupada's small books contain a lot of scientific information. So speaking about Krishna, Krishna Katha, sometimes also means that protecting Krishna's interests according to the local situation, according to the time, place and circumstances. Otherwise, who else could have spoken, more than Krishna than Vasudeva himself? But he is very, very discreet in the way he is speaking to Nanda Maharaj. So in the 6th chapter, Putana appears, the first demon is, and Krishna very effortlessly kills Putana. She appears in the form of a beautiful goddess of fortune, and everyone is attracted. And in the end, Shukadeva Goswami describes Putana Loka Balagni, Putana Loka Balagni Rakshasi Rudhirasana. Jigham Sayapi Hariye Padam Stanam Dattvapatad Harim. He says that Putana Loka Balagni, she came and killed so many children. Rakshasi, and she was a Rakshasi. Rudhirasana, completely attached to drinking blood. She was a blood-drinking killer of children. Jigham Sayapi Hare, and she had only one intention, to kill Krishna. But Stanam Dattvapa Sadgatim, because she offered her milk to Krishna, Sadgatim. Krishna offered Putana the highest position, Sadgatim. Kim Punashraddhaya Bhaktya Krishnaya Paramatmane Yachan Priyatamam Kimnu Raktastan Mataru Yatha. Shukadeva Goswami is in total ecstasy describing this pastime, because the Putana pastime is coming first in the series of demons, because Krishna wants to demonstrate that these demon killing pastimes do not actually reveal my strength, but they actually reveal my mercy. And therefore, when anyone wants to go to a shop, first thing he wants to know is, what is the bargain? Why should I come here? What is the relevance? So therefore, when Krishna performs his pastimes, he has to make sure that two things are there. That the pastimes are sufficiently attractive, and number two, they are relevant. So therefore, he is establishing the relevance. You want deliverance? Just see the level and extent to which I can deliver. So therefore, he is saying here, Yacham priyatamam kimnu raktastan mataru yatha. What to speak of those who offered their milk to Krishna with great love, priyatamam, with affection? What will be their destination? In that way, saying, padabhyam bhakta hridistabhyam vandabhyam lokavanditai angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan apitatstanam. Shukadeva Goswami says, those lotus feet of Krishna, padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam, which are constantly held within the heart of the devotees, vandyabhyam lokavanditai, and all the greatest demigods are constantly glorifying that lotus feet of Krishna. 33 crore demigods are in line to have darshan of that lotus feet, to glorify that lotus feet. That lotus feet of Krishna, angam yasyah samakramya, when Krishna was drinking Putana's milk, those two lotus feet and his hands were holding on and embracing tightly Krishna's Putana's body. So can you imagine what is Putana's fortune? Angam yasyah samakramya. Samakramya means Krishna was tightly, he's pressing with his two lotus feet, that lotus feet, which after many, many lifetimes of meditation is brought by force within the mind, that lotus feet which is worshipped by the demigods, vandabhyam lokavanditai. So Krishna is so merciful, Bhagavan api, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tatastanam. She just offered some milk, not with good intention, it was poison, the intention was improper, the product which was offered was horrible, but still, just because Krishna from his side took that, yes, she is offering milk. Therefore, in this way, Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying Krishna's mercy potency, that how merciful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. And he says, devotional service rendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead, directly or indirectly, unknowingly or knowingly, becomes successful. So the whole Putana pastime is to inspire us. We have to have relationship with someone or something in this world. We cannot avoid that. But if you have a chance, try to develop a relationship with Krishna in any way. The most perfect relationship with an object and person of this world will ultimately take us nowhere, and at the most take us to hell. Whereas even a slightest relationship, even imperfect initially, relationship with Krishna will ultimately take us to the highest abode. Therefore, rather than spending time, energy and effort establishing relationships with objects and people of this world, change that direction towards Krishna. That is called Sambandha Gyan. Therefore, this Putana pastime is like invoking inspiration so that we can develop relationship with Krishna and Sambandha. Therefore, it is described that two things are very important to inspire us in our Sambandha Gyan. One is the beautiful divine darshan of Krishna, and the second is the deity form that invokes that Sambandha, and the second is Dasham Skanda, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. By hearing that also, one invokes more inspiration in developing relationship with Krishna. So therefore he says, Tasam avritam krishne kurvatinam sutekshane na punak kalpate rajan agyano samsaro agyana sambhava. He says, those gopis who are constantly looking upon Krishna as their son, kurvatinam sutekshane, here is Krishna, our son, na punar kalpate rajan, again, in this material world, samsaro agyana sambhava. Such personalities never have to appear in this world again. There is guarantee. So Prabhupada writes, if one is connected with Krishna in any of these relationships, then we should know material life has already ended. Prabhupada says, going back to Godhead is guaranteed. So the word used here is samsara. Na puna kalpate rajan samsaro agyana sambhava. Very beautiful purport Prabhupada writes. And he says, samsara means attachment to body, home, husband, wife, children. And the gopis and the brajavasis had attachment and affection for all of these. They were taking care of all of these. But their central affection was for Krishna in some transcendental relationship. Therefore, they were guaranteed promotion to Goloka. So this is the secret, that whatever we may do externally to maintain our life, our central affection must be for Krishna. Tasam aviratam krishne kurvatinam sutekshane. Sutekshanam means constantly looking upon Krishna as our son. We have to protect him. Krishna's protection is my responsibility. So that is called suta ikshanam. Looking upon Krishna as one's dependent son or child. Then na puna kalpate rajan. So Prabhupada, he was preaching in the West and some of his devotees came, to join in preaching the mission here. And Prabhupada was in Jaipur and some of his disciples he told to recite Ishopanishad verses. And they were reciting these verses and one Indian gentleman got up and he started protesting that, your disciples are chanting the mantras of Ishopanishad, but their pronunciation is not proper. We don't like their pronunciation. Prabhupada said, but their renunciation is perfect. That although they are from America, they have given up everything and come here trying to spread, and all you are doing is sitting and finding fault. So therefore, if one just begins the relationship, gradually everything else follows. And Prabhupada said, yes, I know many of them are not qualified in many ways, but they have one good qualification. They are willing to simply follow my desires like that. So therefore, very interesting. In the 7th chapter after this, the next demon who attacks is Trinavarta. So Trinavarta carries Krishna up into the sky and then, Krishna is not impressed with the roller coaster ride and Krishna wants to end that. And then after some time, Krishna takes his fist and ultimately, Krishna increases in weight so much and is holding on to Trinavarta's neck. So Trinavarta finally comes and falls on the rock below. And Krishna is simply playing upon his chest blissfully. So Prabhupada says, this is Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. He is blissful in all circumstances. Such a big calamity has happened, Krishna is blissful. He just thinks, very nice playground for me to play. That is his whole idea. So now the Brajavasis come together and they are discussing what went wrong. So Nanda Maharaj is saying, Aho batadi adbhuta esha rakshasa balo nivrittim gamito abhyagat puna himsraswapapena vihimsita khala sadhu samatvena purbhayat vimuchyate. So Nanda Maharaj is explaining to all the Brajavasis that how Krishna came back. He says that somehow this particular demon, you know, which you see in front of us, himsra swapapena bhayat vimuchyate. So because this himsra, this very, very sinful demon was performing so many sins, because of his own sins, vihimsita khala, he has been destroyed. And our child, sadhu samatvena bhayat vimuchyate, because he is innocent, he is protected. So he is making the philosophical point, pious people are protected, and sinful people are killed by the weight of their own sin. Like that. And then in the next verse he says, how he developed this piety? And he says, Kimna tapa chirnam adhokshajarchanam purteshtu dattam utabhuta sauhridam. He says, because of performing austerity, digging wells, roads, worshipping the Supreme Lord, doing all these things, piety has been generated. And then he says, Yam sampareta punareva balako dishtyasa bandun pranema upasthita. And because of this piety, somehow the Lord decides to provide protection. Yah sampareta punareva balako. Sampareta means this child was lost to death. But the Lord protected him and sent him back. Krishna has appeared again because he is protected by the Supreme Lord. Nanda Maharaj is saying, Dishtya swabandhun pranayan. So he has appeared to give us pleasure, to give us joy, like that. So 3 points Prabhupada makes in this purport. Piety gives rise to protection of the Lord. And when there is protection from the Lord, there is pleasure in life. So piety leads to protection and protection leads to pleasure. And then he describes how to gain piety. How to gain piety? In the first 2 lines of this verse, Nanda Maharaj is saying, Kimna tapah chirnam adhokshajarchanam. Tapah chirnam says, we may have performed austerities for a long time. Tapah chirnam. So therefore, that is the first principle, austerity. Or pain. Give pain to the self. Pain the self. And then he says, adhokshajarchanam, worship the Supreme. We may have worship. So praise the Supreme. And third is, purteshta dattam utabhuta saurdam. Or we may have dug wells or all these kinds of things for society. So please the society. So therefore, pain the self, praise the Supreme, and please society. If you do these 3 things, then piety increases. And when there is piety accumulated, there is protection from the Lord. And when there is protection, there is pleasure. So this is the way of gaining pleasure in life. And Nanda Maharaj through this is, describing all of these principles in through just this beautiful pastime of Trinavartu Vad. So someone asked Srila Prabhupada that all of you are chanting Hare Krishna and spreading this message and trying to induce other people to chant Hare Krishna. What if everyone in the world become Hare Krishna? What will happen? Prabhupada said, don't worry. There will always be people like you who will never take it. So you don't have to worry about that. So therefore, we should never think, people always come, if everyone chant Hare Krishna, what will happen? If everyone follow this, that will never happen. That day will never come. So everyone will do according to their particular, situation. So in this way, very beautiful, in the 8th chapter, there is description of Krishna's name-giving ceremony. Evam samprarthito vipra swachikirshitam evatat chakara namakaranam gudo rahasi balayo. So Garagacharya is coming to give name to Krishna, and when he comes to give name to Krishna, he is very eager to give name. But still, he is telling Nanda Maharaj, if I give name, then others may find out that Raj Purohita has come, Yadavas Purohita has come and given name. So then there may be some objection, and they may have some doubt that this is Vasudev's son. So it is not good for Krishna. So he's very honest and He is very, very clear that unless you give full blessings, I won't do this service. So there is eagerness and there is sanction. So there is always a kind of dynamic relationship or dynamic tension between the two. So sometimes you are eager to do a certain service, but there is not enough sanction for that service. So to what extent we should do a particular service? Should it be dictated by our eagerness or should it be dictated by sanction? So Gargacharya is demonstrating, Vasudeva sanctioned it. You go and do this. Vasudeva Prachodita. He came on Vasudeva's order. But still he wants to make sure that Nanda Maharaj is giving blessings. So he's telling, if you feel, but I'm telling you that these are the pros and cons. If I give the name, the news will spread and it may not be good for Krishna's future. And so Vasudeva, Nanda Maharaj says, Alakshitosmin Rahasi Ma Makair Api Govraje. We will do the name giving ceremony but in seclusion. Very secret. No one will find out. So as Krishna's father, he is very eager that my son gets perfect protection. And he is eager for his son's protection. He is eager for Sadhu's blessings for his son. He knows that real education and real future means that beyond one's life, one's destiny should be guaranteed. That is the purpose of all of this education. And that is what culture means. And that is what parents are supposed to provide, you know, to their children. Like that, just like our Brahmatirtha Prabhu was telling this story, and he went to one scientific conference, and one of his friends, you know, along with that, they had gone. And then they met a scientist, and he gave a business card, and in that it was written, his qualification, PhD, BF. And he said, what is this BF? He said, PhD, but fail. So he said, why are you carrying such kind of a business card? He said, you know, I could never complete my PhD, but I always had desire to go to all these scientific conferences. And everywhere they ask, you know, business card, business card. And if PhD is not there, they will think I am breaking into this conference. So I decided to be honest. So I have written PhD and also added BF. And most of the people think BF is a higher degree to PhD. And no one actually asked anything. So many times people think all this, when they ask, you know, what is your qualification? What is your qualification? So everyone says, okay, I am B.Tech, I am MBBS, I am this, I am that. So is that the qualification which will actually take us through samsara? Which will help us beyond death? No. So Nanda Maharaj knows that Krishna has appeared, but till the great soul's blessings are there, it is not complete. Therefore, with full blessings of Nanda Maharaj, then Gargacharya embarked upon doing this service. It was such an honor, such a privilege to get the chance to be the guru of Krishna for all time to come. This pastime will be recorded and recollected. But he waited till the full sanction is given, full blessings are given, and then only he performed this particular, you know, service. So then there is the pastime in the same chapter towards the end of Krishna opening his mouth when Mother Yashoda demands, and then, you know, Mother Yashoda sees the whole universe. Mrida Bhakshan, Krishna eats the dirt, and the whole universe Yashoda Mai sees, and she is bewildered. So at that point, Yashoda Mai looks at the whole universe within Krishna's mouth, and she sees herself also and Vrindavan also. Atho yathavan na vitarka gocharam cheta mana karma yatha pravijyate. So she sees all of this and her mind is totally bewildered. And then she realizes, yadashrayam yena yatha pratiyate sudurvibhavyam pranatasmi tatpadam. She realizes, many times we cannot understand the cause of a certain problem. We try to analyze, but we cannot understand the cause of our suffering. We have only one choice. Sudurvibhavyam pranatasmi. Let us accept that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Whether I understand how this problem has happened or not, my responsibility is to surrender to Him and glorify Him. That is all. So Yashoda Mai just left all speculation, all kinds of contemplation, reasoning, argument, meditation, and surrendered unto Krishna completely. So that is important. When problems come, suffering comes, there is a limit to which we can figure out what's happening. It is an opportunity for us to surrender to Krishna and thus receive His reciprocation. Just like a thing during our travels, Goindru was mentioning this point, one story about how one famous lady who is very famous for reciting many Vishnu Sahasranam shlokas and so many other devotional songs, one of the very famous devotional singers, she was on a flight and the flight started wobbling up and down. And everyone in the, you know, plane started shouting loudly, depending on whatever modes of nature they were in. They wanted to, you know, just express their anxiety. And seeing that, even she got affected and she was in anxiety. She became restless. And she saw that there is a gentleman sitting right next to her who is perfectly peaceful, having a calm expression on his face. And he was totally unaffected. And then she looked at him and said, "Hey, everyone is screaming. Everyone is shouting. Everyone is in anxiety. You are peaceful? What's your secret?" He says, "Well, I always listen to your cassettes. I always listen to your mantra chanting. And I know that if such a great devotee like you is sitting next to me, Lord will definitely protect." So she said, "My God." You know, she was the one who was chanting, but someone else had more faith. So therefore, the test is when we are put in a difficult situation, how we respond. And then, to what extent we have realized these principles of Krishna consciousness will be seen. So like Prabhupada, someone approached Prabhupada and said, this was like an outside person, and they said, "Prabhupada, we have brought one, you know, social worker." And he came to Prabhupada and said, "Swamiji, I am a charity worker." Prabhupada said, "Who appointed you? Who appointed you? That means, who is authorizing this? What is real charity? First of all, you have to find that out. So first find out what is suffering and then provide solution accordingly." And then there is in the 9th and 10th chapter the famous Damodar Leela. "Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehinam gopikasuta gyaninam chatma bhutanam yatha bhakti matam iha." So we'll end here with this particular section. And we can see that Krishna performs this particular pastime in order to show, it is an advertisement that bhakti is supreme. In the previous chapter, after hearing about Krishna's reciprocation with Yashoda Mai, Parikshit Maharaj cannot stop but ask, "Nanda kim akurod brahman, Yashoda cha mahadeya, Yashoda cha mahabhaga, papo yasya stanam hare." Why Krishna chose Yashoda Mai to drink milk? He didn't even drink Devaki's milk. He drank Yashoda Mai's milk. What had Yashoda done? And as an answer to that, in the 8th chapter, then 9th and 10th chapter is describing this Damodar Leela, describing the glories of Mother Yashoda's Vatsalya. So therefore, in order to demonstrate how bhakti is supreme, "Nayam sukhapo bhagavan, dehinam gopika sutta," that jnanis, karmis, yogis can never attain the position which bhaktas have, which devotees have. As Shamantra was mentioning in the morning class, that how sometimes devotees go to preach and the people they are preaching to don't understand what Jagannath is, what Krishna is like. In Australia, the devotees were caught and they were put in jail. And, you know, Madhudvish Prabhu was there and he went to release the devotees. And the judge said that "We have caught them because you are not allowed to just walk through, you know, and distribute books. That's not allowed." So he said, "Well, in our religion we are supposed to have a ceremony where we are supposed to go and give God's name to others. That's part of our religion. You are not allowing us? If you are not allowing us, then how we will actually find out, you know, what is the real essence of our religion? As part of freedom of religion, you have to allow us." And then he was just looking at the judge and he was praying from within. And he says in his memories that he was praying to the Lord in the heart of the judge. You know? And he, again and again he was saying only one thing. That you are not allowing us to actually follow and practice our religion. You give us a particular way of doing it. You give us a section a day and then we won't disturb. You are saying that we are disturbing random places, random events, random days because we don't have a permission for a certain day. And the judge said, really? So what permission you need? And he said, well, we just need a permission for a parade for 5 hours on this particular street on this particular day and we call it Jagannath Rath Yatra. And the judge, he was totally bewildered because he had come to prosecute them, but here they were asking one more favor. So finally the judge got bewildered and he just said, well, why do you think I should give you this permission? And he said, well, just give us a fair deal. And he heard that, he got totally impressed and he said, okay, permission granted. So the devotees were actually arrested and they were going to be prosecuted. But somehow by Krishna's arrangement, that became the opportunity for them to get permission for Rath Yatra. And Rath Yatra began in Australia through court case. It was a court case, but it converted into Rath Yatra. Like he says, they were caught and put in prison and they wrote a letter to Prabhupada that lawyers' fees cost a lot. What should we do? $5,000-$6,000. Prabhupada said, forget lawyers. Chant Hare Krishna in jail. So they started chanting Hare Krishna. Other prisoners started chanting Hare Krishna. The prison guards started chanting Hare Krishna. One day the prison superintendent came in and one of the guards looked at the superintendent and said, Hari Bol. And he got totally bewildered. He went and issued release orders for the devotees. And he said, I'm releasing you because you are more dangerous inside the jail than outside. So therefore, like a few years back, I met one police commissioner, assistant commissioner of police. He was very, you know, well known for encounter deaths and all that, you know. So I met him and he said, first question he asked me, he thought I doesn't know about his background or anything. But I knew, I heard about him that he's very famous for encounter killings and this and that. And he said that, you tell me, according to the Bhagavad Gita only, that if a criminal is anyway going to be released through the loopholes of the judicial system, and the police officer thinks that for society it is better that he be killed, and the police officer actually kills that particular criminal, is that killing karma, akarma or vikarma? I said, wow, very philosophical. You know? So, I was kind of impressed with this kind of question. But I said that ultimately we have to go according to the law. Because unless there is sanction, we cannot take law in our hands. And therefore, Krishna, when he reciprocates with his devotees, then Krishna shows that much beyond the laws which he has established on his own is his exchange of love and devotion. And then he goes much beyond all of those established laws and the mercy flows. And therefore, Yashodamai and all of these devotees of Vrindavan are in that particular realm where they are actually demonstrating how we can reciprocate by having love and devotion towards Krishna. So on this day of Janmashtami, it is of a great fortune that we have this opportunity to hear and chant the glories of Krishna in this most wonderful auspicious association of devotees in Prabhupada's temples. And most importantly, we have the opportunity to purify ourselves, render service, and do all of these things simply by coming to a temple. And that is to Srila Prabhupada's credit that he has made this infrastructure, created this organization, that knowingly or unknowingly, if you simply come and get connected, you know, you get the benefit. This ISKCON society is so wonderful that even if initially you don't know, but you just come and get connected and zoom, you are just taken through the traffic, like you are just walking along here and there, not knowing what to go, just someone comes in a Mercedes-Benz, picks you up and you just race along. Like I was telling the other day, when we were in Calcutta recently, there was band all over Bengal. So I had to go to Kharagpur, so the devotees had arranged ambulance to pick me up. In India, for every problem, they have a solution. So the ambulance came and they picked us up, they offered us garlands and everything. We sat in the car inside. And then at different places, there were people doing dharna and shouting slogans, stop, stop. And then they would look at us, ambulance plus saffron inside. They said, okay, go ahead, no problem. And we passed through many barricades like that. And finally, we came to one place, 50, 60 people were shouting slogans. They were burning tires. and they stopped our vehicle and started banging from the side, demanding to see inside. So some of them looked from the window inside, and our devotees who had been picked up had just had breakfast prasad, and they had the garland around their neck and they were sleeping peacefully. And seeing that, they said, okay, no problem, go ahead. Bona fide ambulance. So at that point, they were shouting so loudly, I felt that this is it. You know, we can start chanting the holy names now. And when the mob is in a fury, you can't really predict what they will do. So, my realization was, if you are simply picked up by Prabhupada and his crew, then although there are so many obstacles in Kali Yuga and so many difficulties, you just race through. And even if difficulties and obstacles come, in the association of devotees, it becomes very simple and very easy. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So now we request His Grace Rohini Priya Prabhu to please come and speak. I have been asked to announce His name. So wherever He may be, please come forward and continue with this shower of nectar. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.